Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Hewlett-Packard Enterprises.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Russian President Vladimir Putin gave a stark assessment on North Korea. CNN is reporting that Putin said the situation may be impossible to resolve.
Back on the home front, Republican leaders were at the White House yesterday to talk about tax reform. The White House told Republican leaders they hoped the priority wouldn't be swallowed by Congress's new priority, funding disaster relief programs for Hurricane Harvey. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin had another message for Republican leaders. He told them Harvey will impact the debt limit expiration date, and it was important that Congress lift the nation's borrowing limit this week.
Our own Rachel Bade, Josh Dossie, and Kyle Cheney have the story on how Trump's White House is moving fast to quash growing opposition to a strategy to raise the debt ceiling as part of the hurricane relief package. House lawmakers have been told Trump will give a full-throated endorsement of their plan to pair the two and send them to the Oval Office this week. The most recent plan has Congress aiming to clear the debt limit until after the midterms. Why? Most lawmakers would rather not have to vote to lift the debt limit more than once this Congress. There is also talk of attaching a continuing resolution, which will keep the government open. But aides and lawmakers we talked to say they do not think they'll have enough time to get it ready this week.
There could be some opposition to this strategy. The House Freedom Caucus, the conservative group led by Mark Meadows of North Carolina, voted privately to support a debt ceiling increase if it is tied to capping spending as a percentage of GDP. Still, broadly speaking, it's going to be tough to stop this package. The Senate is going to tie the two bills together, and the House doesn't have the leverage or ability to decouple them, especially with the White House supporting the Hill leader strategy. A Saturday session in the Capitol is possible. We dare say likely this week.
The buzz in the Capitol yesterday is that Washington is going to be very quickly consumed with what could be a protracted battle over disaster spending. Texas Governor Greg Abbott already said that the federal government will need to spend north of $100 billion in his state. And if Hurricane Irma is as bad as predicted, that will also cost a pile of cash. Here's a completely plausible reality. The Republican Congress goes into the midterm elections codifying DACA, spending hundreds of billions of dollars on disaster relief, and failing to pass tax reform and repeal Obamacare.
Just asking, if Democrats really want to force Republicans' hands on DACA, why don't they refuse to fund the government or raise the debt ceiling unless immigration reform legislation is attached? Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi are holding a 10 a.m. press conference on DACA. Meanwhile, Trump is speaking to Chinese President Xi Jinping at 9 a.m. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Speaker Paul Ryan, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell are headed to the White House for a meeting with the president at 11 a.m. And then Trump leaves for Anna's home state, North Dakota, accompanied by Senator Heidi Heitkamp and Congressman Kevin Cramer. Trump arrives back in D.C. around 8 p.m.
For your radar, the AP is reporting that the most powerful Atlantic Ocean hurricane in recorded history has made landfall in the Caribbean islands. The Capital Weather Gang is reporting that Hurricane Irma is an extremely dangerous Category 5 storm. It is likely to make landfall somewhere in Florida over the weekend. If it does, the impact could be catastrophic.
Here's where things stand on DACA. The Washington Post's Bob Costa and Phil Rucker take the big picture look on how Trump and Republicans are facing a defining moment on immigration. But as Sunmin Kim, Rachel Bade, and Heather Cagle report, so far Capitol Hill is clueless on a fix to Dreamers. At the same time, Dreamers are fearful of deportations given all the data the federal government has on where they live. And Trump tweeted yesterday that he could revisit the issue if Congress can't legalize DACA in the next 6 months. This doesn't seem very helpful. Why? Congress rarely acts unless forced to. Trump saying the six-month deadline isn't really a deadline at all and that he could still intervene won't help pressure lawmakers to get something done. The Hill is waiting for some concrete guidance on exactly what President Trump wants to sign.
Here's where things stand on the tax debate. Ben White and Nancy Cook report that Trump is still pushing for a 15% corporate rate, though pretty much everyone else has given up on that. And another thing Trump is still fixated on, getting the Senate to make one more push on Obamacare repeal. Again, pretty much everyone else has given up on that. And Sungmin Kim scoops that the Senate is going to take up a bipartisan resolution to force Trump's hand on condemning Charlottesville hate groups. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.